I am Jim Rome. It is the Jim Rome Show. We go into hour number two. We are live in Southern California. Nice to have you here. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're having a good Monday. Live from the Quicken Loan Studios. In fact, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Lots of show. Hour number one into the books. Coming up this hour, the middleweight champion of the world, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, joins me here in studio. That's coming up in about 35 minutes. You want to make sure you wait on that. In the meantime, our telephone number is toll-free. It's wide open. 1-800-636-8686. I need you to follow me on Twitter. It's the fastest way to get on the program. Put you in my phone, get you on the show. Best tweets get read. Exceptional tweets get retweeted. Then that helps build your brand. If you want to send a tweet that you want to be seen by more than a million people, hit me up right now. I'll turn around or retweet it. Follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Talked about LeBron getting off. That's not unusual. You expect LeBron to do what he's doing and to get them out of the first round. What I did not expect were the guys around him to step up the way they did in Game 7. I didn't expect it because they hadn't done so in the first six games. So when LeBron went to the locker room at the end of the third quarter with an undisclosed minor injury, which turned out to be cramps, you had to think, it's going to get away. It just is. They've already blown a 14-point lead. None of these guys that he's been running with have done anything to take any of the pressure off the king. And now we're talking Game 7. And if he's going to go elsewhere as a free agent, this might be the end of his time with the Cavaliers. But an amazing thing happened. He goes into the locker room. He comes out, and a 2-point lead becomes a 9-point lead. And the guys around him finally did show up right when they had to have it. So I don't know that it's sustainable. I mean, what this guy did in round one was amazing. Not surprising, but amazing. But can you expect a guy at that age with those kind of miles to do that again against Toronto? Do that again in the conference finals? Do that again in the NBA finals? It's a hell of a lot to ask, right? We covered that. I want to talk about the NFL draft some more. Now, the city of Philadelphia is straight living its best life. It just is. You tell me a hood where you'd rather be right now. You tell me a hood that you'd like better or you'd rather rep right now, I'm going to say it's just not true. You're lying. From the Eagles run to the Nova championship to the 76ers second round ticket punch, it has been an electric 3 months for Philadelphia. Let me put this to you another way. How many times has your local law enforcement greased up the light poles in your neighborhood in 2018? Right. Just what I thought. And just when it looked like things could not possibly get any better, David Akers, of all people, rolls into Jerry World and he burns that house to the ground and he did it on live television. Now, Cowboy fan, don't you dare think that the weekend killed this verbal curb stomping, because it did not. When a kicker body bags an entire city with a troll job for the ages, you best believe it's getting run back on this show the Monday thereafter. However, first, some quick, albeit important, backstory. In 2015, the NFL started moving the draft around after a long run at Radio City Music Hall in New York. Since then, it's been in Chicago, it's been in Philly, and now the Big D. Last year in Philadelphia, you might recall, the Cowboys rolled out former wide receiver Drew Pearson to make their second-round pick in front of a bunch of rabid Eagles fans. In case you forgot, it went something like this.
Please welcome the University of Tulsa wide receiver Drew Pearson.
How about them Cowboys? I want to thank the Eagle fans for allowing me to have a career in the NFL. Thank you. And on behalf of the five-time world champion Dallas Cowboys, Hall of Fame owner Jerry Jones, Dean Jones and the Jones family, Coach Jason Garrett, all the Cowboy players that played before me, that played with me, and played after me, with the second pick and the 60th pick in the second round, the Dallas Cowboys select defensive back from Colorado, Kadobi Awuzie.
You got to admit, that's strong. That is good. A year later, that still cracks me up. Never mind that that team really hasn't done a damn thing since he played there. That's still strong. I mean, thanking a fan base that hates your guts for your entire career is really strong. strong enough that the Eagles could not wait to counter it this year when they called on David Akers, of all guys, to lob the grenade right back at the Cowboys. But before he got anywhere near the podium in Dallas on Friday night, Pearson caught wind of who the Birds tapped for that job, and he was back at it again, and he was not impressed.
A guy named David Akers, a kicker, making a second-round pick, a kicker. You're going to try to match me, come down here and match me with a kicker? I didn't even know those guys were still on the roster. I thought they weeded them out, you know, cost-cutting or something like that, salary cap.
Rest in peace, kickers. Drew Pearson nuked all of them in an attempt to burn David Akers. So right about now, it's impossible to say that Pearson and the Cowboys are not getting over. Impossible to say they're not getting the better of this fight. In fact, the referee looked like he should stop that fight. However, and you might think to yourself, a kicker? Philadelphia, I mean, one of the toughest towns and the world champs. A kicker? But there had to be something there, right? They had to know something about this kicker. Do not sleep on Akers. This dude has not had his turn yet. And just like every great battle rap, or rap battle if you prefer, you don't know what kind of heat this other guy's packing. Not until you've heard him actually take his shot. So the kicker gets his. Here's David Akers, Philadelphia legend, in Dallas to announce the Eagles' second-round pick on Friday.
What's up, Dallas? I like standing up here before you as an undrafted free agent, representing that shield for 15 years. Tonight, I'm representing the Philadelphia Eagles, NFC East champs, divisional champs,
AT&T Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry World, 2009 through 2018, detonated and turned to rubble by the David Akers Demolition Company. Hey, Dallas, the last time you were in a Super Bowl, these draft picks weren't even born? In other words, scoreboard, bitches. And yes, Cowboy fan would love to get into a ring counting competition, but let's go ahead and be real right now. We live in a what have you done for me lately kind of world, and the Cowboys haven't done jack lately. And the Eagles are still street cleaning beer and chewed up horse dung off their parade route. So go ahead, count your Lombardis, Cowboy fan, but don't pretend like a kicker didn't just go into your house and annihilate you, because he did. It's one thing for a wide receiver like Drew Pearson to troll Eagle fans like he did last year, but entirely another for Philly to counter with a kicker and for it to work and for it to get over. Yeah, I admit, it seemed like a curious choice at the time, but they obviously knew exactly what they had in that guy. What a Trojan horse move by Philly. And damn, that team's got some guys who can bring it. That team's got some guys who can bring the fire. First it was Jason Kelce, and now it's David Akers. Do not mess with the Birds, because the Cowboys just found out it's going to cost you your dignity. David freaking Akers, if you need him. It's a kicker who just snatched your soul, Dallas. And if you wanted, I'm sure he would have been happy to meet you out in the parking lot afterwards. Even their kickers will go. Pretty amazing. In any other draft, I would say that was the best moment in the draft, but not in that draft. I'll have that for you in a minute. Hey, Avi, can you run that back one more time? A kicker getting up in front of the entire state and taking them down.
I like standing up here before you as an undrafted free agent, representing that shield for 15 years. Tonight, I'm representing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh! Those dudes like that one. But then I got to admit, I like that one. The kicker getting up and just letting it rip. Philly is feeling good about Philly, and they should. This email says, Romy, holy freaking crap. I don't know, or I did know that you moved up the smack off to this past weekend. Who won the five Gurr anywhere? Anyway, Akers or Pearson? Rolling in Pittsburgh. Like I said, Pearson was killing it. The Cowboys were killing it. That was a fight that would have been stopped. If the White Towel's not coming in from the corner, the referee is going to stop that fight because Philadelphia was unable to defend itself until the kicker got up there. This email, Rome, what's wrong with Akers' speech? I can't find anything wrong with that. Yours, Howard Dean.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Ah! Yeah! Sounded like a pronounced sparrow. Ah! Yeah! I don't know. Yeah, why don't you build those two together? Akers with the Howard Dean response. Ah! Howard, how'd that work out? I guess they didn't quite make it all the way back. He was fired up, though. Really hard to believe that his campaign went south after that speech fired everybody up. Wah! Every time I do that, it takes like 5 years off my life. Wah! Anybody else? How about a rap battle between a great wide receiver and a kicker? And the kicker getting over? But then again, in that battle, whoever gets the last word is effectively getting over. Pearson was doing great until Akers got up there. Now what? 1-800-636-8686. All right, so if that was not the best moment of the draft, what was? I will have that for you a little bit later on. I've got my smack-off announcement a little bit later on. I've got the middleweight champion of the world right here in studio, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. He's going to join me in about 25 minutes now, 40 past the hour, so look forward to that. Sam Amick, top of hour number three. So I've got a ton of content that I'm pushing out, but there is a chance for you to get through. Pick up the phone, lob me a phone call, get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. Charles Fleming is in on Twitter. Coming off a great weekend in sports, and we're sitting here talking about an idiot kicker. Signed Peyton Manning, wore the Dallas Cowboys.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life. Akers and Vinatieri, these guys are great guys. They've been getting killed all week because our idiot ran his mouth. So when I get home, I'll deal with it. Tony and I talked about it. It's kind of funny, really, when you think about it. If he is still a teammate, we'll deal with it. You know, that remains to be seen. But the sad thing is, Lynn, he's a good kicker. He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
Let me tell you something. I don't care how many times I've heard that. I don't care how many times I've played that. That still is so underrated. That does not get nearly the attention or the respect that he deserves on so many different levels. Never mind that my man Charles Fleming spelled Peyton wrong. How do you still spell Peyton wrong in Peyton Manning? But he did. Akers is no idiot kicker. Akers played 15 years in the NFL. Akers hit a 63-yarder, if I'm not mistaken, as a 38-year-old man. That's no idiot. Peyton Manning, who hasn't said anything about anything in well over a decade, was on record at the Pro Bowl taking apart his, quote, idiot kicker and admitting to Lynn Swann, we will take care of this when we get back if he's still a teammate, which was absolutely incredible. Because my idiot kicker is running his mouth. And the sad thing, Lynn, is he's actually a good kicker. But he's an idiot. I mean, Peyton Manning's got to listen to that back after all this time. When a guy like that, super polished, never says anything about anything, would never, ever put himself out there and just letting it rip back in the day.
He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
He's an idiot. Oh, Mike Vanderjack. I'll let you know, Lynn, if he's even still on the team. I'll let you know what I decide, Lynn, whether or not I want this guy on the team or not, when I get back.
If he is still a teammate, we'll deal with it.
If he's still a teammate, we'll deal with it. What's that mean, Peyton? Is that a threat? Is that a threat? Or an assumption that the team's not going to tolerate a kicker criticizing you or the coaches? That is such an amazing soundbite. Be sure you respect that. Tip of the hat to that. Ryan in H-Town tweets, David Akers should have run to stand on the star at midfield after delivering that pick. So true, right? At G.C. Herndon 86 tweets, to be fair, Jim, Philadelphia still has the Phillies. Yeah, but to be fair, they're only like a half back of first in the NL East. Game and a half, I should say. They're a game and a half out. They're no embarrassment. They're not embarrassing anybody. I'm telling you, Philadelphia is living the best life. When you have a kicker getting up and spewing that kind of lava, how can you tell me otherwise? But still not the best moment of the draft, which I will get to a little bit later on. And my smack-off announcement. Maybe you're new to the program. Maybe you're watching it on CBS Sports Network. Maybe you're checking it out on satellite. You hear me talking about smack-off. You don't know what that is. I will lay it all out for you. If you like the show, you will like the smack-off. All that still ahead. Triple G in studio coming up a little bit later on this hour. When you're on the field, it's all about the right timing. Knowing when to plan the play. Knowing when to make the play. It's what all the great coaches who know how to get what they want are doing from the sideline. They're making their plan, then they're going out and executing that plan when the time is right. O'Reilly Auto Parts has a similar philosophy. When you need a part, but you're not in position to go pick it up, you can simply order that part or parts that you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. Then pick them up at any of their 5,000 stores nationwide when you're ready to go. No shipping costs, returns are always easy, and you can pick them up when it's convenient for you. It is easy, and you know what you want is going to be there, and it saves you time in the store, too. The shopping game begins when you say it begins. It ends when you get what you want at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's like you've won before you even head out the door. Make the smart play. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. Once again, O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day. O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
No way champion of the world, Gennady Golovkin, coming up next segment. Now, I've reminded you in recent weeks that it is officially smack-off season and that you should be looking to qualify for the biggest day of the year in the jungle. Now I've got a place to put it. Consider this your official smack-off announcement. Smack-off 24. That's right. 24 of these things. 24 smack-offs. This thing's nearly as old as Adam Hawk. Smack-off 24 is July 20th. July 20th. Write that down. July 20th. I've said it. It's now official. July 20th. Now, obviously, I can't run this date through everybody who might qualify for the event. So here's hoping that it does sync up with your schedule and your vacation. If not, and if you have a vacation scheduled on that day, don't sweat it. I've thought about that. There is an option. I've given this considerable thought. If for some reason you're on vacation on that day, and you've qualified for the field and the show, but you can't participate that day, there is something you can do. Here is what I can offer you. Here is what you can do. You can cancel your vacation because I'm not moving the smack off. You can move your vacation because I'm not moving the smack off. It's July 20th. In the meantime, if you're not calling, but you want to listen and take part on social, put in to get the day off right now. Make that a three-day weekend. Do not get stuck at work, not listening, and not partying right along with it, because this thing is about to turn 24. And it's still breaking ground. 24 in, and for the first time ever, we're going to put it on TV. Now, I can't lie. When I dropped this thing for the first time back, I mean, almost a quarter of a century ago, it never dawned on me that one day the smack-off would be on TV. I wasn't even sure that we'd do a second one, much less 24 total. But here we are. Here we freaking are.
Here we are.
Little background for you, if you don't know exactly what it is. Now listen, I'm pretty self-aware. I know what I'm good at. I know where I'm not as effective. Same thing with you. I know what you are good at. And calling this show is not one of those things. Many of you, most of you, you want to be good at that, you're just not. But there is a small contingency of killers who are. And I used to think to myself, if I could just pick who I wanted to call this show every single day, this show would be so much better than it already is. But that's not pragmatic. That's not realistic. I can't wake up every single morning and say you, and you. But I could do it once a year. I could do it one day out of the year. And that's how the Smack Off was born. One day of nothing but the very best calls, where the best of the best go at it, and they go at each other for the right to be king of smack. You know, for lack of better words, for the right to be the best caller on the best show that I know. Oh, and if you win, you get $5,000. $5,000 cash. The catch is, it is invite only. You have to qualify. You have to actually be in it to win it. You can't just show up day of. You have to qualify. So how do you get in? With quality phone calls. Or even one amazing call. If I'm feeling it on that day and I want to award you with a so-called golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket.
Past winners get lifetime exemptions. If you've won the event, you can go a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years without even calling the program and then show up on the day of the event. If you've won the event. And to be the champ, clearly you are going to have to beat the champ. In fact, the two-time defending champ, the Laguna Beach Bully, Lef in Laguna, who's pulled off some pretty crazy bleep the last couple of years. I mean, who's going to forget that first call, the first title-winning call, when this cat bum-rushed my studio?
If you're listening to the show right now, stop whatever the hell you're doing. If you're driving, pull over. If you're working, stop. I'm about to take this call where no call has ever gone before. This is one small step for a clone and one giant leap for clone kind. That's right. I'm literally standing right outside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio door. Let's see who's home. We're walking. Oh, KB. Nice shorts, bro. You cut those yourself? You're looking good. Alvy, don't you put a bounce house in here? That's awesome. What's up, guys? I'm looking right across the glass, and Jim Rome's staring right at me. I'm going in.
Bro, you got to be kidding me. You're in my house, and you're rocking a Richie Incognito gamer.
You got it, Jimmy.
Lef, what the hell are you doing in my house?
This call's about
How the hell did you get in here, Lef?
Romy, this call's about to get real good for everyone except Brad and Corona.
That was Lef in Laguna Beach 2 years ago. So the guy bum rushes my studio. He actually gets in, gets on the air. So what do you do to top that? What do you do to top that? You dig up an old Sports Illustrated article about the jungle. And you run down virtually everybody, a few of whom I assumed were dead, in the infamous picture within the article, and then have all of them bum rush the same studio with you.
Jim, being a star actor in the jungle, it just means you're a failed smack runner. Pervy Alvy, O.J. Kilder, Studio Stormy.
Hey, don't go pissing your pants, kid. What the hell happened? You lose your place in a damn script? In my day, we didn't even use scripts.
Well, but aren't you?
Terrence and Sarah Madry. Yeah, yeah. So what?
But I thought you were...
Dead? Now, legends never die, kid, unless you're Burt Corona. You killed that guy last year. Hey, this is your big chance. I got your back. You know that 1996 Sports Illustrated picture of all those clones with Jim? They all got your back too, kid. You can count on it.
The 1996 SI photo shoot, I mean, do you mean to tell me that Joe and Lemon Grove, Dave the Mayor and Poway, Rich and Anaheim Hills, Silk, Ira, Trapper, and Jim Benton, the Detolas, and Raider Mike, all have my back? But I thought they were dead too.
I told you, kid, legends never die. Besides, they're not dead. They're just dead from the neck up. They can still walk around and pose for a picture now and then. Come on, now.
Well, Jim, I think that's them walking into the studio right now. You can, like, recreate the 1996 SI photo, Jim. Oh, and there's Sports Illustrated columnist Ben Golliver. He's going to document this whole thing for a new article next month.
All true. And I thought Terrence was dead. Terrence is not dead. So I've got no idea what Lef has in store for this year, but I do know this. He's the one to beat. Write it down, July 20th. You think you're better than that guy? Go ahead and prove it. If you know you're not and you just want to listen or participate on social, get the day off. Now you know when the day is. It's official. Smack Off 24, July 20th. Be there because it is going to be on TV for the first time ever on CBS Sports Network. Write it down. Get the day off. Schedule your vacation around it. July 20th, Smack Off 24. when we come back. The middleweight champion of the world in the house. He's undefeated. He's getting ready to defend once again. Gennady Golovkin, my guest in studio in about 5 minutes. Got a sports update coming up for you in 1 minute. First up, this quick note. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I started sleeping on my Casper mattress. Their engineers have created an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. You get one, you'll understand why it's the internet's favorite mattress. Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably year-round. First, there is the Wave. It's engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. Then, there's the Casper mattress, more breathable and comfortable than ever before. And the Essential mattress. Its innovation is at a great price point as well. All of them are designed to coddle and comfort your every move, and they all provide the perfect support for every position that you sleep in. Find out why Casper has hundreds of thousands of happy customers just like me. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Simply go to Casper.com, use the code Rome, and save $50 off the purchase of select mattresses. That's Casper.com, code Rome, and save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See the site for details. That's Casper.com. Here is that sports update that I promised you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm joined in studio right now. We got a lot going on. This is a really good morning. So what I've got is a videographer to my right. I have a translator right in the middle. And I've got the middleweight champion of the world with me in studio. He is 37-0-1. He's got 33 wins by knockout. He has been the middleweight champ since 2010. That is the longest reigning world champion. He is defending his title for the 20th straight time. He's going to fight Saturday live on HBO at 11 p.m. Eastern against Vonis Martirosyan. Gennady Golovkin is my guest. Triple G is in studio. Gennady, it's great to see you. How are you?
Great to see you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. So it's a fight week. You're stepping into the ring on Saturday night. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. Right now, my body tough. Just amazing time for me right now.
It is an amazing time for you right now. Now, you live in Santa Monica, but you've been training in Big Bear. What was your camp like, and what's life like up in Big Bear at altitude?
You know, I like Big Bear because this, first of all, a private gym, and I have 100% focus to boxing, you know, not to family, not to something like, you know, just beach or, I don't know, stores, like, you know, 100% focus to boxing.
You know, I'm struck by this already. You and I have spoke for just a couple of minutes. I mean, outside the ring, you're one of the nicest guys anybody could ever meet. I mean, you can see it right here as you're sitting here. But when you step into the ring, you are in the business of hurting people. This is your business. Are you a completely different person when you step between the ropes? Is there some kind of switch that you can throw? How do you get to that place?
Oh, thank you. You know, yeah, it is my business. Just I understand boxing. Boxing is not a game. This is serious business, you know. Outside, I'm Gennady Golovkin, you know. If I go into a ring, I'm Triple G.
All right, so are we talking about two different people? I mean, am I talking to Gennady Golovkin right now, but in the ring, you're Triple G? What's the difference between these two people?
You know, I understand my situation. I know the boxing is crazy business and crazy sport just because, you know, just one punch changed life. You know, I have beautiful family. I respect my opponent because, you know, the same position. You know, I understand the situation. It's not easy.
Well, that's really something. When you lay it out like that, one punch can change an entire life. It can change your life. It can change your opponent's life. Do you carry that with you into the ring? That could be a real burden if you let that get inside your head. That's a major responsibility.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, just you going to a ring, you know, just every second, it's crazy. Every second, maybe change life. You know, every second, just maybe close your career. You know, just this is very important for me.
Triple G joining me in studio. Now, your life has changed dramatically. You know, if we talk about this fight on Saturday, if I go back a little bit, say we go back 6 years, you were fighting in places like upstate New York, like Connecticut, and to be where you are right now, you're the middleweight champion of the world, you've got endorsement deals with the likes of Jordan and Hugh Blow, you're fighting on HBO. How much pride do you take in the fact that you've come this far this quickly?
Oh, this is amazing. This is a huge time for me. Just first of all, thanks, my partners, my sponsor, you know, just who's people who support me. It is absolutely amazing time for sport, you know, not just for me, for sport, you know, just if boys or, you know, just fighters like have same style like me, you know, people support him. You know, this is an amazing time.
You know, and I can remember back in the day when Mike Tyson was coming up, I can remember guys like, to go in the ring anyway, you have to be a different kind of guy, right? No matter what. But I can remember Tyson had guys beaten before they actually even started the fight because they were so intimidated. They were so afraid of his punching power. I think I can make a similar argument about you, that there are fighters that, I mean, you're going around trying to offer them fights and they'll say things like, yeah, I'm going to fight Triple G, but not yet. Your promoter has made the point that you've offered them opportunities at the belt, but they don't want the risk. Do you have that sense that guys are afraid of you? And do you think you've beaten some guys even before the fight starts?
Yeah, you know, right. It's maybe this question maybe for promotions. Just, I'm a fighter, I'm a boxer, you know, so I'm ready for anybody. Just, you know, just I know my style, I know my power, I feel great. If I go into ring, just I'm different guy. Sometimes for people this is more business. You know, boxing, some people more want more money or, you know, situation, like different situation. Just my style, I want to, my goal is all the belts in the middleweight division, and it doesn't matter who stay front with me, you know, just I want, if I go into ring, just I know this is my day.
But because of your style, do you feel like you have some guys intimidated? I mean, your style is putting people to sleep. Triple G, that's what your style is. Do you feel like guys are intimidated, and do you sense that fear sometimes when they step in with you?
Yeah, this is not my fault. This is for my coach. You know, like Bill Sanchez, thanks my coach.
It's not your fault. It's your coach, right? All right. Well, on some level, you can improve your punching power, and on some level, you can't. You just have that. What's it like? Have you ever thrown a perfect punch? A perfect punch? And if so, what does that feel like?
No, if I have distance, if I have good timing, you know, just I know. This is maybe last punch for this fight. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know in fight, more in fight, just in training. Sometimes I try in training, my camp, training camp. Maybe, yeah, maybe a couple punches in fight, like body punch. I remember with Matthew Macklin, you know, I remember with Marco Antonio Rubio, like that.
Can you explain what that feels like? What's it feel like to throw that perfect punch, whether it's a body shot or maybe catch somebody on the jaw? What's it actually feel like? Does it, in a sense, does it feel like nothing at all?
Yeah. Right? I remember just I touched him, just I understand, just that's it. It's finished. It's fight is finished.
Once you land that punch, you know it's over. They're not getting up.
Right.
Okay. Now, the camp itself, Gennady's been kind of tricky because you were planning to fight Canelo Alvarez. Then he failed the drug test. Then he claimed it was tainted meat. When you first heard that it was tainted meat and there was a failed test, what went through your mind and what was your reaction?
Wow, first of all, I'm not believing. Just no way. Just, you know, just this is not true. How? Just, you know, he's crazy guy. Just maybe this is biggest fight for boxing. You know, it's coming. Just a lot of money, a lot of people who want to watch this fight. This is for business, for everything, for sport, more for sport. You know, he used drug. Oh, come on. This, you know, this medicals. Terrible medicals, you know, just, it's not correct, you know, this is not respect, this is disrespect to sport.
In other words, you're like, are you kidding me? There's no way this is happening,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely, just, it's, I'm not believing.
All right, so your reaction just was, I can't believe it, he used a drug. Notice you didn't say, I can't believe it, he came down with some tainted meat. Do you accept the meat explanation? Do you think he ate some tainted beef? Is that why he had a positive test?
Absolutely. You know, just, I'm not believing just this mean, you know, just because, you know, it's different situation. Just people knows he use drugs, you know.
How do you know that? Just, you say people know. How do you really know?
You know, he's people's, you know, injection, and I think medicaments after waiting like that, you know, just people say, look his body, you know, this is not normal.
But since it's a combat sport, right? I mean, you said to yourself, one punch can change your entire life. You could lose your life in the ring. What do you think about somebody who's using PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, in a combat sport? Mm-hmm. Do you have an issue with that? Do you want to get into the ring with somebody who is using drugs in a combat sport?
You know, just I'm champ, just I want a clean sport. You know, this is very important for people. You know, this is very important for sport. You know, okay, if people use drugs, like, you know, medicaments, just maybe this is a different situation, different, you know, not for legal. You know, maybe this is more show, you know, like WWE or not legal boxing.
Yeah, it's different. That's not a sport. That's a scripted TV show. Exactly, WWE, you're right. Exactly. It's not boxing. I wonder, so it, for show, or do you think he did it because he's afraid of you? Is that why he did it, if in fact he did it, because he's afraid of you?
It's maybe, I don't know. It's not my style. My style, clean sport, you know. I don't know. Maybe.
All right, so final thought then on that. Does that make him a cheater? Is he a cheater?
You know, just not a question for me. You know, just ask him. You know, he every time said he's clean. His test, you know, is not clean. You know, ask him, please.
Fair enough. I'll do that. Yeah. Next time he comes in, fair enough. Let me ask you this. Now, you didn't have to take this fight. You could have waited for him, but it was important for you to maintain this date and to fight on Saturday. Why was that so important for you to fight on that day?
You know, I want to stay activity. Just, you know, this is not my fault, really. Just, I want to fight. I remember I said, hey, Tom, just my promoter, just give me, please, fight. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, it's a huge day, biggest day maybe for boxing, you know, for people, because everybody watch TV or going to Vegas or, you know, just like that. I tell him, just give me a fight. This is not my problem, you know, if I'm not going to Vegas because, you know, fighting's canceled with Canelo, this Canelo's problem, you know, just I'm ready, I want to fight, just I tell after this situation, just say, hey, Tom, I want to stay activity, just give me fight. He bring right now just Vanes Martirosyan.
Listen, now, what about Vanes? Now, you've done the work. You wanted to fight. You wanted to stay active. You didn't want to lose that date. Credit to you. You and I talked about how guys do not want to fight you. Not only is he fighting you, he's fighting you on short notice. What's that say about Vanes' heart and his courage that he would take that fight on short notice?
Yeah, I remember him, you know, 2004 in the Olympics game in Athens. I meet him. This time he's best boxer from the United States. You know, he come to Olympic and I saw a couple fights. You know, I believe, you know, I know him, just I know his team, you know, he's huge. He has a huge team, like huge mix, UFC, because he's coach, you know, training Ronda Rousey before, you know, just a lot of people who stay with him, you know, great people, strong team. He's a great fighter, you know. Nice boxing IQ, like everything. This is a good fight for people. It's just
Triple G joining me in studio. This fight's coming up this weekend. I think you try to make the point that somebody might say, I'm not going to say this to you, somebody might say, what's the big concern? It's not that tough a fight. I know you respect everybody you get in with. You have a higher respect for his skill level and the style that he brings to it, right? This is not an easy fight.
Absolutely. This is not an easy fight. I believe this is maybe a huge fight, huge event. Maybe give big gift to people because, like, special day, Cinco de Mayo is coming. I believe we have this maybe first step this year and second step much bigger.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is your job. You are a fighter. You will look for a date. You will execute your job. But the numbers are starting to stack up now. Now, if you fight and you win Saturday night, you tie Bernard Hopkins with 20 consecutive straight title defenses. Gennady, that's a really big number. That's history right there. If you make history, what would that mean to you with that number?
Maybe I'm not understanding 100% right now. Just, you know, just my coach and my team said, hey, this is a lot of fights. You know, these huge numbers and, you know, for your career. Yeah, I believe this, everything is possible for me.
It's a big number. I'm going to say it if you won't. That's a big number. Have you got a prediction for Saturday night? Are you expecting a knockout Saturday night? How do you think this fight's going to go?
I don't know. Just I'm not God. I don't know. You know, nobody knows. Oh, you know, just not. I promise I bring amazing show, amazing event, because this is a huge fight for us. This first step, good opponent, you know, Cinco de Mayo. It's a beautiful day for us.
This fight's coming up on Saturday. It's live on HBO. It's at 11 p.m. Eastern. He is defending his title for the 20th time. The middleweight champion of the world joining us here in studio, Gennady Golovkin. You know, Gennady, you and I have done this before on the phone, but never in person. It is really nice to meet you. I appreciate you taking the trip to come down here and do it live in studio. Extremely well done. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming. Have a great fight this weekend. The champ in studio. And again, a lot of credit to his team for making the trip down here and doing this interview live and in studio. Gennady Golovkin is going to defend his title on Saturday. That's live on HBO, 11 p.m. Eastern. Hour number three straight ahead. Hope you enjoyed that. If you've got reaction, you know where to find.